Eso es Zona Roja, el podcast con Nancy Samaniego.
¡Apachurro! Zona Roja, el podcast.
Porque esa de rojo, perdón, comenzamos con el podcast Zona Roja.
¡Un aplauso! ¡Que se escuche, que se escuche, que se escuche! What's up, mi gente? Les saluda a su amiga Nancy Samaniego. It's your girl, Nancy Samaniego. Ah, lo dije dos veces. Ay, no. What's up? Bienvenidos a la Zona Roja. Oigan, me siento como que ando en el programa de Cristina. Ya ves que cuando entran le echan los aplausos y todo con ese intro. De hecho, shout out por ahí a mi amigo Manny. Por ahí, Manny Romero, que se aventó con el intro. Yo le hablé hace un buen de meses, creo que ya fue hace el año, que le hablé y le dije, oye, necesito que me hagas un intro bien perrón, bien a toda madre, para mi podcast que voy a lanzar en unos días. Le dije, yo en unos días, y no, hombre, ya después, 6 meses después era ahí, y apenas estoy lanzando el podcast. Pero bueno, quiero por ahí que le, quiero mandarle pues ahí un saludito a él, y muchas gracias por ahí por el intro, mi Manny. De hecho, él tiene su podcast, tiene su podcast y se llama Me Cachaste, un podcast de comedia bien chido. Y lo más chido de su podcast, Me Cachaste, es de que yo le hice el intro a él, con una voz así bien sexy, bien cachonda. Así que cuando quieran reírse un poquito, su podcast, Me Cachaste, lo pueden escuchar. Y además, pues me pueden escuchar a mí al comienzo de su podcast. Pero bueno, ¿qué tal, mi gente? The day has come. Finally, 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 first episode de La Zona Roja. Nombre. Si les contara lo que me costó para poner este micrófono, no para poner este micrófono, sino para sentarme yo aquí y comenzar este podcast, dirían que por qué. Y la neta, les voy a decir al chile, I have been terrified, 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 terrified. He tenido miedo, pero un miedo para hacer este podcast. ¿Por qué? Dirían, no, pues la morra está en la radio, es MC, ¿cómo le va a dar miedo a comenzar el podcast, ¿verdad? Pues por eso, precisamente, porque esto es algo únicamente mío, 100%, 100%, La Zona Roja es mía, mi programa. Entonces, eso es lo difícil porque se siente como que la presión, porque si no saben, pues en la radio, obviamente, pues tengo yo mi programa de radio, Traditional Radio. And in traditional radio, well, you work for a company and that company has to monitor what you say on the air. No completamente todo, sino I have my show, but at the end of the day, it's not 100% my show because it's transmitido por la radio, por la empresa en la que trabajo. So that is still their show, technically, right? And then when it comes to, you know, emceeing, you know, I'll be emceeing, but at the end, it's not my event. It's the person that's running the event, unless it's my event and I'm emceeing it myself, right? So this is kind of like one of the first things that's 100% mine, aside from Labios Rojos Beauty. If you guys don't know, I do have a cosmetic line, a lipstick line, más que nada, que se llama Labios Rojos Beauty. That is 100% mine, my idea, my thing, all mine, right? And then this is the next thing that is 100% mine and that I am excited to start. Y pues, yeah, estoy aquí, estoy lista, lista, más lista que nada. Y bueno, déjales cuento para comenzar. Why am I doing this podcast? Like, what the hell? ¿Por qué estás haciendo este podcast? ¿Por qué lo estás haciendo sola? ¿Por qué un podcast, verdad? Y bueno, pues, el punto de hacer this podcast is because nada más y nada menos quiero, nada más y nada menos, como si fuera a comenzar un programa de radio. Es que a veces me sale locutora.com, ¿verdad? Pues la razón por la que estoy haciendo este podcast es más que nada para educar, para aprender con mi comunidad, especialmente mi comunidad latina, my community. I want to help educate my Latin community while I'm educating myself doing this podcast. I'm a big activist when it comes to helping la raza, helping mis latinos, más que nada. I feel like sometimes, well, in my perspective, I don't learn things with big old words and being acá bien, you know, no, yo la neta soy bien raza, raza, a mí me tienen que enseñar las cosas así como habla la raza, así como hablo yo, ¿verdad? Entonces, this is why I'm doing this, pues, ¿verdad? Y bueno, pues hay que comenzar with a little bit of background on me to get it out of the way, because I don't want to be talking about myself like every single day of my life, because I don't want to look like a little narcissist. But anyway, I'll start with a little bit about my background so you guys get to know me a little bit more than you see on Instagram, that you see on Facebook y todo ese menjurje, ¿verdad? Bueno, pues yo, no les voy a decir mi edad, estoy joven, estoy muy joven, soy la mayor de mi familia, la mayor de mis hermanos, tengo dos hermanos, I am first generation in the United States. Both my parents immigrated to the United States in like the late 80s, I want to say like early 90s. I was born here I was actually born in Los Angeles, in Compton to be exact. Yep, I'm from Compton. And then slowly grew up we actually moved when I turned 3, because, you know, my parents were like, oh shoot, I don't want to raise my child in Compton. So they moved to Thousand Oaks, Westlake area, which is predominantly Caucasian. Right. So I went to school with a lot of Caucasian people, like probably like 20% Mexican, 5% Black, and like 70% Caucasian. So that explains why no tengo mi acento de LA. Just give me acento de Compton. Imagínate, ya hubiera sido una cholilla yo según. But yeah, so I am first generation. I felt like in my family, I've always kind of been like the guinea pig, if you get me. Being the first child of immigrant parents in the United States that don't speak English, I think it was kind of tough for me, because I would speak Spanish in my house and then at school I would speak English, and that made me have kind of like a language problem. You know, I had a difficult time reading, I had a difficult time writing, spelling, because, you know, being a little kid and having their homework in English and then coming home and not knowing, you know, how to do their homework and their parents speaking Spanish, not knowing how to help them was a little bit difficult for me. So I kind of learned everything always on my own to this day. I feel like I learned the best when I learn it on my own. So that's that. And I actually never in my mind would have thought I would have taken a career in communications, because growing up, I was a very insecure girl. I was always the chubby girl, la gordita. Hence, my brothers call me gordi sometimes, and it's so annoying. Like, I hate it. So don't ever call me that ever in your whole life. Okay? Okay. I was always like chubbier. It's not till I went to college where I blossomed and, you know, lost weight and all that fabulous things. And I actually was going to school for fashion and merchandising. Hence, porque siempre me cuelgo hasta el molcajete cuando salgo. If you guys have seen me, I love to freaking wear crazy outfits sometimes, or I like to go extra. I'm very, very extra. I mean, I guess you could tell when my hair is red, my lipstick's red, my nails are red. And I don't know, I have this thing with red, right? And then I hate when people ask me like, oh, ¿te gusta el rojo? Do you like red? Is red like your favorite color? I was like, no, me with red hair, lipstick, nails, and my interior of my car is red. But anyways, so I went to school for fashion merchandising, but I ended up not finishing because the school was really expensive. And it was a time where the Laguna Beach was. I don't know if you guys remember that show, Laguna Beach. Well, todas las muchachitas ahí querían ser fashion designers, and they all went to FITM, which has always been like my dream fashion school to go with. They made it really like overrated and it got really expensive. So I quitted and ended up doing radio. I would tell you my whole story about how I got into radio, but it's like way too long. So I went to a small tech school in Spanish for radio, and I was there. And even there was kind of always like a language barrier, because now I went to the school, which was only in, it was a Spanish school for radio, so everybody spoke Spanish, but then I was here the bocha going in pronunciating things wrong in Spanish, and also, you know, it became a little bit difficult for me, but I ended up, you know, conquering my Spanish very, very well now that I just sound super paisa now. Just kidding, it's because I am a paisa, but I don't care. I love when people call me paisa or raza or you're this, you're that. Like, I do not care. I can speak perfect Spanish, perfect English, switch it around, mix it around, add some soup and some salsa, and, you know, my language is bomb. My Spanglish is bomb. So yeah, I did radio. I've done radio now for about 9 years, most of them traditional regional Mexican radio stations that I've worked for. I have done digital shows also, voiceovers. So let's put it this way, that I'm no longer that shy little insecure girl that I was once before. And it all was because I decided to jump, you know, be fearless when it came to what I wanted. And I think it was always like a prove people wrong kind of thing. Because get this, I always had people tell me that I'm the type of person that loves to do so many things because I love to create. Me encanta, like, the creating process of everything. So I always am doing, that's why I do so many things. Like, people tell me, what do you do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. I just do so many things, like, when it comes to creative stuff, you know, producing, voiceovers, emceeing, radio, like I had previously said. I was once told, like, oh, focus on one thing. You can't be doing too many things. Just do one thing. In order for you to be successful, you need to focus on one thing. Well, let me tell you, if I would have just focused on one thing, I would have never been where I would have never, ever, you know, been doing all these things that I'm doing now. I am sure as heck not where I want to be right now, but I am for sure hella better than where I was before. So don't ever listen to people that tell you do only one thing. Like, do your thing. If you only have one thing you want to do, then do that one thing. But if you have 5 million things you want to do, do them all. Who cares? De una va a salir algo, ¿verdad? Así decía mi mamá. De una va a salir algo. So that's a little background about me. Maybe in future episodes, I will, like, talk a little bit more about, like, my experiences with, like, businesses and all of that and how I got to where I was, because I don't want to bore all of you guys with all of that stuff. Pero sí, that's a little bit about me. And I do want to tell you guys that this obviously is just going to be an episode of, like, the first episode is just me. But I do have some guests that already are on my list, and two of them already approved, and I'm so excited because I don't just want to bring, like, artists, because I do that on a daily in la radio. Yo siempre ando entrevistando las artistas, ¿verdad? But quiero traer gente que nos puede enseñar y nos puede contar sus historias. Así que historias para educar a la gente, pero también ser al chile y también no ser tan aburridos, ¿eh? Aquí lo vamos a hacer un poco cómico, un poco con sazón, al estilo rojo, al estilo zona roja. Todas esas entrevistas, así que tengo varios por ahí invitados que están ahí esperando compartir micrófono conmigo. So stay tuned for that. I promise the next coming episodes are going to be more exciting than me talking about myself right now. But hey, I have to get it out of the way for the people that don't know me and the people that are listening to me, which I hopefully it's more people and it's not just like my mom, my dad, my siblings, and like 3 friends. I hope there's more listening out there. If you don't know me, like I said, I'm mostly known for radio, but if you are following me because of Instagram or you just like my hair and you just like how I talk, then thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening today to this first episode. And I also want to let you guys know that you guys can follow now La Zona Roja Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to start posting things and maybe, you know, bring merch and do all that fun stuff. And also you can even I guess you can just message me on Instagram if you have any stories, you have any like suggestions of what you want to hear from me, or some guests that you want me to bring up to the podcast. I am open for any suggestions. I am open for anything. Like I said, este show is going to be bilingual. It's going to definitely be bilingual because I speak English and Spanish. So, I mean, if you don't like when they mix languages, then I'm sorry, because this is what the podcast is going to be about. I'm going to speak English. I'm going to speak Spanish. Maybe some Thai, because I'm trying to learn some Thai and some Japanese too. Just kidding. But bueno, thank you so much, guys, for listening. I promise, like I said, the next episodes are going to be way more interesting, way more fun. But thank you so much. Y no se te olvide, pues, seguirme en las redes sociales, Nancy Samaniego Facebook, Nancy Samaniego 7 Instagram, and La Zona Roja Podcast. Follow it now because I can't wait to start doing lives and, you know, doing all that fun stuff that, you know, podcasts require you to pretty much do, right? I have so many things planned and I hope you, you know, stick through it. I'm trying not to make these, I'll try not to make these episodes like super, super long so that you guys can actually enjoy them. I want to do more quality versus quantity, of course. So stay tuned for it. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited too. Y bienvenidos a mi zona, la zona roja.